So this question is actually pretty straightforward if you know this basic physiologic detail, which is that the coronary arteries fill during diastole. So during systole, we have the left ventricle pumping blood into the aorta. Then the aortic valve will close. This marks the onset of diastole and left ventricular filling. But at the same time, we now have that closed aortic valve with blood in the aorta, and some of that blood is going to be backing up against, it's going to be pushing up against that aortic valve, where you have coronary ostia, which are the entrances to the coronary arteries. So it's the pressure of that blood from the aorta pushing through the coronary ostia that's filling the coronary arteries. This occurs during diastole. So there is more blood flow through the coronary arteries during diastole than in systole. This is irrespective of whether the patient is exercising or at rest. Okay, you're essentially asking about oxygen demand on the heart, which of course you would need more coronary blood flow. And you're asking about heart rate, which can change during exercise, but it doesn't matter because the physiology is still the same, that you're gonna have more blood entering the coronary arteries during diastole. That's just when they fill. So this question's sort of like a mini, haha, tricked ya. But if you know that physiologic detail, then this isn't so bad. So the take-home point is just coronary arteries are going to fill during diastole. And yeah, that's it.